Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. Butte's sister township to the north, Walkerville, was often in the news. Walkerville may soon have a municipal band. A meeting has been called for Thursday evening at the City Hall in Walkerville for the purpose of discussing the question of organizing a municipal band. It is thought that the city should have such an organization, and as there are a number of good musicians in the Hill City, it is not thought that it will be a difficult matter to organize a band with a sufficient number of pieces to well represent the city on all occasions. Like Butte, the Hill City of Walkerville was plagued by fires. Death in Hill City Fire. Coroner Aeneas Land is investigating the death of Daniel Gettings, who was found dead, probably from suffocation, at the dwelling of 114 West Daly Street, Walkerville, yesterday morning. The theory is that the house was set fire when Gettings dropped off to sleep with a lighted cigarette or cigar in his hand. The body was fully dressed when found after the fire. Terry Hughes, another inmate of the house, escaped with his life when his pet dog awakened him by pulling the bedclothes. The Walkerville Fire Department confined the blaze to the one house, which was not greatly damaged outside of two rooms where the flames were the fiercest. Mr. Gettings was a well-known Walkerville young man, by a streak of fate treasurer of the fire department, and had but recently returned from Alexandria, Ontario, Canada, where he had taken the body of his mother for burial. It's likely that his body will be taken to the same place. He was 32 years of age. The remains are at Sherman and Reed's Undertaking Parlors. Also like Butte, Walkerville's police were always on the job. Frank Kunst, who lives on B Street in Walkerville, returned to his home last night, and according to his story, he heard voices in the rooms occupied by himself and wife. He looked around the room. Under the bed, he found a pair of trousers. The trousers had legs in them. And when Kunst pulled the trousers and what they contained from under the bed, he found that the occupant of the aforesaid trousers was John Kobe, who occupies another room in the house. Kunst had a gun in his hand and he fired a shot at Kobe, but the shot missed its mark and went into the floor. Kobe is then said to have wrested the gun from Kunst's hand and beaten the latter over the head, cutting him so badly that it required 10 stitches before Dr. P.H. McCarthy could close the wounds. Kobe is uninjured. Both men are now in county jail. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.